Okay, listen. So we are on page four. And I think we said we were going to do question 28, right? So we did 27, we did 29, but 28 we didn't do, right? Somebody have a pack of dollars for me? Okay, so we want to know about the sheet of the Zichron Yosef. So the Zichron Yosef says, discussing about Tosefta Shabbos Lachareha.
On what page?
23. So we had sheetahs that say that if you were in Mavdil, you could extend the Shabbos. Avalo Mashma came a poskim, he says. Via analogy, Shabbos came and says, Kachon Ulai Udivai Kol, Uyol Asas Az Tosefta Shabbos Mkosu Yom. El Mashi, Elam Mashahu, Achat says a Chavim also Mishum Tosef Shabbos, Dumer Torah. Avalu Midaito Denavshe. Vayochol Klal Asas Tosef Shabbos Az, Chosh Meliyom, Kevin Davai Laila. Well, Mishum Enu Shabbos. Okein Enu also Az Bemloch Rach Midrabonu Mishum Avdola. So what is he saying? That Tosef Shabbos is only a Kol Shehu. And after that, you can't make it anymore, which is against all the things that we've seen. Because we said it can be mosif until ktanos, until ritzufos, and now he's saying that that you can't. If it's lila, it's lila. So how can you make it yom? What's that word? Mashahu, right? It looks like a yud, but it should be a vav, right? This is against everything we've said. Came to have a lila, divrei kol. Well, we showed Eino Shabbos. Okay, Eino also as b'mloch harach midrabon mishum avdola. Yet I came to eager had the chalal of Tosef Shabbos. Al yidei kabbalosu came in have a reza hu lila in the tefillas arvus. Okay, Eichi yipol as milcha. Zasi shaper avn l'shar mili kaimel on the mikoch the asa Tosef Shabbos l'avid lila k'vur b'yoredeya. So what is he saying? That on Friday you could do it. Why? Because it's man maris. Was he saying that on Friday you can be Mekabel? Why? Since Rabbi Yehuda holds its night for Maariv, so then you can be Mekabel. But on Motzai Shabbos, it's already Laila. So what are you going to say? Your Mamshechit, that it still should be part of the original day? So that is a mitzvah. So the mitzvah is only a mashu. That's how I understood what he's saying. Which is against everything we've learned.
According to the Kitanim shot, you could say, yeah, there are people who still hold that it's not Laila yet. Right? You have Rabbeinu Tanya, people that hold 21 years, people that hold that through darkness. So the only upshot would be that if you hold that through darkness, then just have a shot to be a mashu. Everything else you could say is still yom according to some shot.
Right, so he's saying that Tosefta Shabbos Lachareha is only a mashu, Lefaneha is for Plag Mitzvah.
I'm saying only if you hold according to absolute darkness, then that would only be a mashu. Otherwise, you could say someone else holds still Yom, and therefore it's Tosefta Shabbos, just like you're holding. Someone says it's Laila now, but
No, but you don't have to follow other shitas. You follow your shita.
But you're choosing to follow Rabbi Yehuda.
But he's saying that since Lagabe Rabbi Yehuda, it's Lila, so then it's shaykh to speak about.
If I keep,
I can recabble Lila, recabble
right,
Shabbos now.
But if I keep Chanim, I can say, okay, Rambam already had a lot of people that back him after the darkness, and I can say, oh, so therefore after the darkness.
You should know this, I want to point out that this week, 96 minutes was more than absolute darkness. Right, Rambam Harari? So I did 96, I got more than absolute darkness.
It's still way 96.
Yeah. Well, plug, yeah. But what do I have to say? May. It goes from like May to August or something? When it's when you have to be when it's when you need more than 96. Yeah, I was speaking to Rav Bleich the other day about the Rav Bleich is a big believer in 16.1. He holds that's Rav Bein Atam. If you want to keep Rav Bein Atam, you gotta do 16.1. Or else it's not. Yeah, yeah. He does. He does what?
He does
But he does. Well, nice thing he does absolute darkness. He keeps even more, maybe. Okay. But this Zichron Yosef is a whole new Havana.
Don't you understand? On Friday, you can be cuddled early.
Now we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda. One second, we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is a Tana. Rabbi Yehuda is a Tana.
Okay, so
say Tana. Harari is a great Jew, not a Tana.
So just hold Tana versus Rabbi Tana. Rabbi Natan holds that he is the 72 minutes in Eretz Yisrael, but Tanim is not necessarily at that time. So I'm holding.
But then you could say Pshat Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah holds the Tanim is just we're not Bekiim. So Mahol's Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ritva. Rabbeinu Yonah says we keep Tanim because we're not Bekiim in Beinim. The Ritva holds we keep Tanim because that's Tosefus.
Right, but I'm saying if I keep Tanim, right, then if I keep. Until Rabbi Tam, Zichron Yosef might say that that's still all the whole time.
In other words, Zichron Yosef say, whenever you hold the Sefer Chovim, that's it.
But that's what I'm not understanding.
You're not understanding, so I'm going to explain. Because whenever you hold, you're going to do malacha, so that's your sheet of Sefer Chovim. You don't hold, because you hold that's the real sheet. Understand? But everyone holds from Rabbi Yehuda in a certain sense. Gemara says the Ovid Kamar of it, the Ovid Kamar of it. So everyone holds that there's a legitimacy to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. It's maybe you shouldn't do Tati Sastri. But everyone holds from Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But not everyone holds that the, if you hold from the Gaon, from the Vilna Gaon Shita, whatever, so that's what you hold. You're doing Malacha. So obviously you're not holding from the other shita. So you can't say, well, I'll be mosif till the other shita, because the other shita really you're not following. So that's not in your dictionary.
So why can you say that at the beginning on Friday?
Because everyone holds from Rabbi Yehuda. Everyone holds that if you want, you can daven Maariv after Plag Mincha, my dear friend.
So then what's the machloket about Shabbos?
So there's a according to everyone there's a validity of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So this is a new Havana. This is limiting Tosefes Shabbos L'Acharei very very much so. And he's saying that it's not Shaykh. In other words, it's only Shaykh L'Fanei because you have Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. L'Acharei, what do you have? You don't have anything. Just a mashu. Zichron Yosef said it. Zichron Yosef is no one to, he's a big man.
I don't think you pass it this way, because isn't it brought down that if you hold like the Rabbanan or Rabbi Yehuda, you have to be consistent?
Well, that's the concept of Tati Desastri.
Yeah, but you cannot do one night like Rabbi Yehuda and the next night like Rabbi
Yehuda. Yeah, yeah, in Okanami. No, I mean it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. But say you can decide any time that you want to follow the other sheep. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda is an option for every Jew. Maybe he shouldn't do it if he's still doing the other shita, but now he can change and say, I'm going to do it. So it's within the halachic framework of every single Jew, shita's Rabbi Yehuda. So Mela, that's why it's shy to speak about Tosafos. I think it's a Meredik Zog. Okay? I like this. So it's a new Havana. Who gave me this? Chairman Myron? I want to return it to you with my blessings. Okay. Now we are up to question 30, packet hay. Tommy, you want to give me a packet hay? Thank you, Harold. Okay. Paint sheet is Rambam in Havdalah. So the Rambam Shita is that Mitzvah's essay, Lakadish is Yom Shabbos, Bechinisaso uvitziyaso. In other words, it's a mitzvah. Pashas is the mitzvah daraisa, to have Kiddush on Havdalah. Bechinisaso uvitziyaso. And that's what the Magen Mishnah says. According to the Rambam, Pashas is it's a din daraisa. He quotes it. There's a sheet that's drabanan. Here's a sheet that says that it's drabanan. Yeshamun Abdolin will be the Risofer. Only Kiddush is daraisa. And the Magen Avraham quotes these two shitas as well. Now, the Shalach HaKadosh What's the Shalach HaKadosh shita? Midas Chasidus and Kedush Yisrael Hilyas Mechonim Utsarach Shabbos Lach HaKvedas Bachatzos. That really you should be ready all Malachas Kvedas means something that requires effort. You know, like you mow the lawn or something like that. Not just turning on a switch. All the Malachas Kvedas you should have done by Chatzos. The Chatzos onward, you should be involved with Kedusha Shabbos.
Is that a concept that would change over time?
So, one second. So, Mamela. He says that's the pshat, lo sasa kol malacha. That's the Ari. 6 hours before Shabbos and 1 hour after Shabbos. The Shabbos is 24, 6 and 24 is 30, and 1 hour after is 31. Kiminyan lo sasa malacha. Right, that's a good point. Harav Lindenblatt Shlita is saying that maybe laundry today shouldn't be considered a malacha kveda. Maybe it's just a little malacha kala. Let's just throw it in, put some in, press the button.
You're not scrubbing and doing.
Yeah, well, that's a question maybe because of the Hashmas Kol and things like that. Yeah. So that's the Shalah Tosefes Shabbos. So it's similar, but Lemaisa it's not exactly, because Lemaisa he's only saying it by Melachas Kvedas. He's not saying you should perish from Melacha, because there's no such Hilchas Shabbos, there's no such thing that you know. No difference between Malachas Kalas and Malachas Kvedas.
But he's seemingly saying that the Ari, according to the Shlomo, the Ari doesn't actually mean not to do Malacha for those 7 hours?
Is that he's, you want to say maybe he's touching up the Ari, maybe he's just saying his own thing.
That would be interesting to say that. The only problem is Lo Tasa Kol Malacha with the Kol. It's not like...
Right.
And we're not, there's no qualifier on that statement.
Right. Now what about the Magid Taluba? So he quotes the Arizal. But he says you should do 3.5 and 3.5 to get to 31. Oh. 3.5 and 3.5. No, stay here. He says, "Mi kolzeh bevadei rak lemidi de chasidi." That's only for midas chasidus. Aval vadei min hadin ein tzrichim lehosif kol kach. But that's how the Bnei Yisoshkar is different than what he has in the as someone pointed out, the Yehudi pointed out that the Bnei Yisoshkar has 6.24.1 is the 31. Here he has, 3.5 to 3.5. Okay, so now we have the shaila of the Minchas Chinuch. Rav Harari, look at this shaila. A person became a gadol on Motzai Yom Kippur. Or Motzai Shabbos. So during Yom Kippur he was still a katan. Right? So does he have a chi of havdalah? And if you assume havdalah is the raisa, does he have a chiyuv havdalah if you didn't have the rice, if you didn't have a chiyuv Shabbos? Is it shaykh to have a chiyuv the rice of havdalah if you weren't mechuyev in that Shabbos before because you were still caught? It's a Murray took a shayla. What do you think? Avanim supim nasa bar mitzvah tchilas la motzei yom kippur became yom kippur meinu mechuyim nesadas man haTorah ki einu nasa shlosha sheshon ad alayla af alayla teichem tzei zachom nasa bar mitzvah v'chayim chol ha-mitzvahs v'chayim tos alach tzei zachom v'tzach lahosif mine he became the chayim chol ha-mitzvahs im kei chayim tosefes hazeh ondum haTorah lo chiva haTosefes el im chayim b'ikar. In other words, well, he's here talking about Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Kippur. We'll get to Havdalah. He's talking about Tosefes Yom Kippur. So he's saying, how was it shaykh to have Tosefes if you weren't chayiv in Yom Kippur itself? Because you were caught during Yom Kippur. Now you have Tosefes. How is it shaykh to speak about Tosefes if you didn't have the...
The cousin's chi of Shabbos. Is it chi of the Rabbanon in Shabbos or is it chi of the Rabbanon in... learning how to do
stuff. Well, it's a mitzvah schinach.
It's a mitzvah schinach, meaning it's not even like you say he has a chiyuv derabanan and Shabbos, and now he'll have a chiyuv derabanan and Havdalah. He has no chiyuv derabanan and Shabbos. The chiyuv derabanan is a chiyuv derabanan.
Well, chinuch, you say. Well, you want to know whether you consider it a chiyuv klali or a chiyuv prati, like it's a klali, it's a prati, so maybe you could have the same chakir by chinuch. Is chinuch and is mechayiv you not? Yeah.
Like
according to the Rishonim, that you say chud midrabanan, and according to Rashi, chud midrabanan can be motzi achiv deraisa, then you have to look at it as a chiyuv prati in that particular mitzvah.
Because if it's a chiyuv prati, then it would make sense to maybe say the first half of chiyuv deraisa of the actual thing. But if it's just if he's not really having an obligation, anything Shabbos,
he's doing
Shabbos because
So it's a mistaber thing that you can't have Tosefes without the Iker. That's Pshat. And Rav Shechter quotes the Maral that how do you know they were Mekabel Torah on Purim? because they were mekabel all the mitzvahs of Purim. So obviously they were mekabel everything else also, because you can't have added mitzvahs if you don't have the original core. So that's the same idea over here. How can you have Tosefes Shabbos Lacharev if you didn't have Shabbos itself? How can you have Tosefes Yom Kippur Lacharev if you didn't have Yom Kippur itself? So he's mistopic. So he's a suffix here. Me they became the Sarkin. Sarkin, he says. Sarkin. Yeah. But the Chasam Sofer has himself as a tshuva. So he says, yeah, for sure, there's no Tosefes. You don't have Iker. But he says it's different than what about if a Chole, he was eating the whole day on Yom Kippur. And then the last 2 minutes of Yom Kippur, he feels good. So now he's going to fast those last 2 minutes. So it's Chayv Tosefes. Because the mice, he's chayiv, it's just he had a p'tur. But a cotton didn't have a chayiv at all. In other words, you say, what does he need to, what if he ate the whole day? So then he's saying, then he thinks not. Because it could be that if you didn't eat the last 2 minutes of Yom Kippur, and you ate the whole day, but now the last 2 minutes, so all of a sudden they say you're okay. So that's not Inui. That doesn't even count for 2 minutes of Yom Kippur. In other words, you say, what if you would have ate the whole day of Kippur?
Right. I would say, still you should be a Mechuyev. Let's say a guy's not a Friday guy.
You have to have Tosefes from some type of Nihug. If you didn't do anything, it's not shy. But I can hear you as far. And then he has a piece about what if he was a cotton before Shemitah. he's cutting on Shemitah. And then after the end of Shemitah, he becomes a gadol that day. So does he have the halachas of Shemitah that he has to be mafkir the pair of Shemitahs? Or do we say that he wasn't chayiv? So he says, no, hatam kedusha la arts. So they got kedusha shvius. So even though he wasn't chayiv in ikar shvius, but the peiros were chayiv. So from the perspective of the peiros, it's going to be Tosefis. So that's 34. And 35, the Kodesh Nisgal Motzei, I made a mistake, I said Motzei Shabbos, I meant to say Motzei Shviz. Now we're up to question 36. Yeshus. So therefore there's going to be a chiyuv to be mafkir the fruits after Shviz, because for Maisa, the chiyuv on the fruits was, the kedusha of the pears was there, even though he was a cotton. Yeah. Yeah, the machlokes beis Yosef and the Marid of Harar is talking about. Okay, now the Tate Sheetus how Yeshua's Yaakov, question 36. Meaning Kotan Shanis Gadol Motzei Yom Kippur. So we said that the Chasam Sofer says there's no need of Tosefus. The Mechas Chinuch is mistopic. He says for sure you chayiv. Because now you're a gadol. In other words, if you became a gadol on Motzei Yom Kippur, Yeshua says for sure you chayiv. This is the special stuff. There's a kiyum of Tosefus even if you didn't have. Yeah, but he's saying even he's not working with that cheshbon. That's the briska cheshbon. The briska cheshbon. He's not a briska. Shmuel Yaakov was not a briska. Right? Lemberg, right? So he was the Galiciana, no? Galicia. The fascinating Shaila. Koshkin leaves the seventh evening exemption out of our midst of our scholars, no more say of Kibra, no Shaila, and the seventh evening following the Inuit came to Al Shasa. So he says that what? So he makes a chilek between Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Kippur. He says if you're a gadol, if you're cutting on Shabbos, and then after Shabbos you became a gadol, you have to keep Tosefes Shabbos l'acharei, right? But if you were a cutting on Yom Kippur, listen to this: if you're cutting on Yom Kippur, so there's no shy to see after Tosefes Yom Kippur l'acharei, I don't have to eat it. Because there's no purpose of inoy, you've been eating the whole day, and now, well, if you're given 5 minutes, you're not going to eat. That's not the substance of inoy. The substance of inoy means the whole day you were fasting, and you had the inoy the whole day, now you have another 5 minutes, that's no substance of inoy. But if you're eating the whole day, you're pressing all day. And now, after you're given the inoy, you take from God. And then, oh, I only eat 5 minutes now. Does patience protect this, So, it has to be part of the whole day. Then you'll go to another 5 minutes. That's not so
seven.
No, the Kedushas Hayom, the Malacha, he says it is. Yeah, because Malacha, every second of Malacha is a Malacha. But Eloi,
let's try to speak about Eloi, is not really part of a 24-hour period. Even though even at the beginning, even though the Shita, one of the Gronin that says really you should have to process the Shia Kippa of the Mabel, it's a start, you know, like an hour before, so already is starting to get a little hungry. Getting
rid of the sheep like that.
But
the mice, we don't hold from that sheep. Yeah, so Yeshua Shachar says, when it comes to Inui, there's not chance to speak about those seven Inui if you
didn't
have Inui
the whole day.
So
that goes against the.
But there's a lot of Inui to speak about.
So the Chasam Sofer says it
can't be Tosefes without it. It can't be Tosefes without Iker. So he says they can, but Inui is different.
Right. So in the case of
Chasam Sofer,
someone got who was sick on Yom Kippur and got well the last 2 minutes, not shy of Tosefes either.
Well, what does the Chasam Sofer say? The Chasam Sofer says there was no key of Tosefes if you wouldn't have the Iker key.
No, but if you get well in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, so then he says, then he says it's different, right.
Right, so in our case.
And just say,
because
there he was Chayav, as opposed to when he was a cotton, he wasn't even Chayav.
Okay.
37. Tein divrei har tzvi. Kon shel gadol biyom beis. The kotten bar mitzvah was on Monday. Yimchui b'avdol. He wasn't chayiv in Havdalah until now, be deraisa. If you hold Havdalah zachiv deraisa. So the chayiv to speak of. Until now we were speaking about Tosefes. It's a chayiv to have Tosefes without the Iker. Here we're saying, what about Havdalah? Is the chayiv to have Havdalah when you didn't have Shabbos? Because even if you want to say this Havdol is still Tuesday, he became Bar Mitzvah Monday, because Mitzvah of Havdolah, the Kadesh HaShabbos beats Yosso. So, but if you weren't Chayv and Shabbos, so is it. Then it's not shy to speak about so same thing. Chiyuv Havdolah during the Lord of Mechiv Tosefes. He says Havdolah is not greater than the Chiyuv of Tosefes Yom Kippur. So if there's no Chiyuv Tosefes Yom Kippur, according to the Chasam Sofer, because there's no Chiyuv on the Iker, you are Chiyuv in Yom Kippur, so you're not Chiyuv Tosefes. So then maybe you're not Chiyuv in Havdolah. Yeah, Max, you want to say something?
Why does he ask a Shaila about Monday? Why can't he say he got permits for Moms and Shabbos?
Yenachanami.
What?
Yenachanami, but the Shaila was Monday. He didn't make it for the Shaila. This is a story. Somebody got permits for on Monday. Let me ask you the story. Why didn't say he got mitzvah on Moshe Shabbos? Because he didn't get permits for Moshe Shabbos. That was the story. If I make up the questions, then you can have a taina.
Right,
like
right.
The Truma Sadeshan, he made the questions on the answers.
Right.
But the Har Tzvi, he only made up the answers. The questions, somebody sent in questions.
Almost half of
right, because most probably you're going to Sunday, Monday,
Tuesday.
Right. So you have almost half the week. So we don't get right. It's a good trial.
They want to go against the hard skin? Where everyone says
that well, the Yeshua's Yaakov. What did Yeshua's Yaakov say? He said that. Right, but maybe.
So
it could be, you could equate the two, maybe.
Why? Because it's not necessarily a genuine.
I'll tell you, Lord. Shabbos, even if you know Mechuyiv and Shabbos, but it's a Metzias. In other words, the Kot is Shaykh to the Metzias of Shabbos. Even though he wasn't Chayim in Shabbos. Because it's relevant to him, Shabbos. Lagabi, if he would have been born on Shabbos, so the Metzias of Shabbos is Shaykh to a cotton also. So you have a Chiyuv to say goodbye to Shabbos, even though you were a Chiyuv of the Shabbos, there could be still have a Chiyuv as far out the Shabbos. Because the Metzias of Shabbos was there, even though he wasn't a Chiyuv of Shabbos. Oh, the story right now.
Shuz Yaakov must like this at this point, Rabbi. So Shuz Yaakov says that Kivan Shaya
front page.
The question is
Right, he holds you higher.
The day before.
Right.
Even though he wasn't before.
Right. I'm just giving you a raya that it's relevant for Shabbos, even though you weren't a Mechuyev in that particular Shabbos.
Could be
This other idea that if you're not chayiv in the ikur, you can't chayiv to the sefer. This is far off. I like that far. But now I'm trying to sort of focus on the other aspect.
But is there anyone who follows this?
I've heard it. It doesn't happen.
And it's subordinate to whatever, but maybe shy to have more here. It's good to think of all, you know, to understand both sides. So it's not, you know, I get, you know, Rahar, what do you say?
You hear the other side. You hear the issues, yeah.
Okay. Question 38. Hey, Divrei Rabbi Tzel, HaChochma. So there is... Rabbi Tzel HaChochma is the same type of Shaila. What if you became Bar Mitzvah Motzai Shabbos? Could we... the kid became Bar Mitzvah Motzai Shabbos. Could he make Havdalah to everyone else? Because he's coming for Mrs. Bo Bayo, Mutsai Shabbos. So can you let the kid make Hamdallah for the island? So that's the Shaila. So he quotes all these, he quotes the Chasam Sofer. So how does he, and he says, tell Chochma who wants to make a chiluk between Tosefes and Havdalah. Tosefes, maybe you could say that if you want Chayiv, eat your Shabbos, you don't Tosefes. But Havdalah is different. You see how tell Chochma says? He can be Mechalik. That Tosefes, if you want Chayiv and eat your Shabbos, you're not Chayiv and Tosefes. So if Havdalah is a separate key. And you don't have to be... Well, the Divrei is going to say that Tosefes is... Jewish Catholic school makes Tosefes also because you hire me, you're not hiring me. But Havdalah, you want to say that's a separate team, and even if you weren't hiring the Havdalah, you could still make Havdalah kind of. So if you became our mitzvah Saturday night, Sunday, you make Havdalah kind
of. Which means he's saying, in effect, that he's Mechuyev and Havdalah.
He's Mechuyev and Havdalah. Even though maybe he's not Mechuyev and Tosefes. Because Tosefes is a Hemsha. And if you didn't have the Ikka, you don't have the Tosefes. But Havdalah is not necessarily a Hemsha. You didn't even have to have, you didn't even have to have a Chiyav of Shabbos to have a Chiyav of Havdalah. Right.
You have to go
with
that far.
Yeah, the Tzias of Shabbos. You have to Mavdil between, right.
Okay,
so you can make Havdalah. You have to keep to that spar, yeah.
Now what?
He wasn't keeping it, wasn't Mechuyev Shabbos, but still Shabbos related to him.
Meaning what? Meaning that he wasn't just like doing everything still. He wasn't
thinking of a Ketzer?
Yeah, Ketzer Shabbos is still there.
Meaning what?
It's like the Medrash. The Medrash says, you know the famous Medrash. Steinwurz still spoke about this one. the famous Medrash Tachumah, that the reason why you have 8 days is because this is the Brit, if you're different to Shabbos first. So you see, this Indian is a kid, and before his 8 days, he's going to be different to Shabbos, so that'll have some. So you see that the Matthias of Shabbos is shy to the kid. So therefore, it's shy to speak of Braham Dolan.
What do you mean that it's shy to the that he wasn't being Machal Shabbos?
No.
He was.
It's just that you don't say that this kid didn't Shabbos wasn't Chalim. Shabbos, he had a piece of Shabbos is Chalim on every person. Whatever the Hashpos of Shabbos are, even if you're not Kuyin of Shabbos, Shabbos, this is the case. Where he has to make Abdullah. Where does he have a Chiv Abdullah? If you hold Abdullah's the right, so he have Chiv Abdullah. I have a Chiv of Poppers, what's up there? Are you related to Poppers from Florida?
I do not know.
People ask you that? Every other day. I just saw them yesterday at a wedding.
I'm going to guess no.
Okay, you can guess no, and then we'll find out. Okay.
Well,
in other words, right, what he says is himself is differently, but if you want to say there's a real here that he can even be motzi other people. Right. Lost doctor. Between what? Tosafis and Abdullah?
Yeah.
Because you could say that Tosafis means you have to be. You could say the other way, but he's saying that. Tosefus is, you have to make a Tosefus on the Shabbos. Maybe you could still say that, you know, you could still say Yos Asfara, that the still was a Matzias of Shabbos. So that's what Yeshuas Yaakov says, that there's a Tosefus. Yeshuas Yaakov says there is Tosefus and there is Abdullah probably. You say, well, Zok good. Who is the Betzal HaChokhma?
Deborah
Stern, right. He was the brother of who? The Deborah Tzina. He's buried where? Har Bruchas. He was the Rav in Australia. And then Rabbi Newberg likes to say over the story that what? That when he was going to Australia, you know, he used to have the Kira program, while you had the counterpoint in Australia. So someone was asking Rav Moshe, you know, we got me the dateline or whatever. So Rav Moshe was very upset. He said, there's a Rav in Australia. You shouldn't be asking me. You should ask the Rav in Australia. Meaning, Betzal Stern, the Rav in Australia. You're a very chashuv svar, Betzal HaChochma. And his brother was the Deborah Tzina. 16th Avenue in Bar Park, Bear Moshe. Okay, so that's where Simon Shaker. Okay, we're up to Vav. Okay, we're getting someplace here. Simon Schreichert. Rabbi J.J. Shachar was at the Shiva house with his mother, so he told me that the name originally was Schreichert. Schechter is a take on Schreichert. This is his father's father was a sheikh. So maybe your. Okay, number 39. In each shchiv, the rice in lechol b'shabbos. So there's a famous Rambam. Because if you take a shvur not to do a mitzvah, that's a shvur shav. Because you said you're not going to do the mitzvah. What right do you have to say you're not going to do the mitzvah? So, as if you say you're not going to eat matzah or Pesach, so that's a shvur shav, it's a chal, and you get malchus because you took a shvur shav. So, what if you say you're not going to eat on Shabbos Yontif? So, yochel matzah. What's the din of Shalom Yochel Matzah? So if you say Shalom Yochel Matzah, it's also Shavu'ot. If you're not going to eat on Shabbos and Yontif. So the Rashba brings the Raya. So it's a shvur shav. So even though it might not be a deraisa, it's divrei sofrim. But he says even divrei sofrim is a shvur shav, because it was a pasuk in Yeshaya, right? V'karasa l'shabbos oinig. Yeah, so he's saying that divrei sofrim is enough. Aval pi shetainis b'shabbos be divrei sofrim. Eishvacha kal bittel divrei sofrim. Then he says maybe it's a deraisa. It says, "Ef shalom v'shu sov v'shu osu l'sanos midaraisa." So either it's divrei sofrim, or maybe it's a daraisa. Where would the daraisa be from? Yeah, or chilul hayom, ki shabbos hayom, hayom lo simtzo basoda. Okay. Okay.
Kabbalah.
Yeah, maybe. Right, that could also be. Okay, we're up to question 40. Okay, we're doing well. Keep chazering. I will say the key to growing is to not to look back. I'm going to say you look in your notes and you spit it back. Then you look back in the original packet to see everything. That's why I write on every question which packet it refers to, the Makara. So if you really want to grow, you go back to the original packet and look inside. Original sources, correct.